Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Romans chapter 7. Recently, sports fans enjoyed March Madness. NCAA basketball was at its yearly big dance. Out of all the college teams that started the season, it came down to the 64 best. Then there were 32, to be trimmed to 16, then 8, and then the final 4. The championships held the sports world's attention, till only one earned the national championship. Then there was the Masters Golf Tournament. Another championship was earned. Still to come are the Summer Olympics. Nations will compete against nations to see who has the best athletes. During the year, there are hundreds of athletic contests and championships. We want to know who is the very best. We like to have certainty, absolutes. We want to know what is for sure. This is especially true when it comes to our behavior. What can we do and what can't we do? What is absolutely allowed and absolutely prohibited? I remember a short comedy sketch that went something like this. In Russia, everything is prohibited, including that which is allowed. In Germany, everything is prohibited except that which is allowed. In America, everything is allowed except that which is prohibited. In France, everything is allowed, including that which is prohibited. So there are laws. They tell us what we can do and cannot do. In the time of Jesus, doing something that was not in accordance with the Jewish law was a sin. And everybody sinned. The law was restrictive. A person couldn't wake up or go to sleep without breaking some part of the law. In today's scripture, Paul argues that Jesus set us free from the clutches of the law. He made us able to abide by the new presence of the Spirit rather than the law. Paul seems to blame that within him that goes against his better actions on sin. He says, "The desire to do good is within me, but I can't do it. I don't do the good that I want to do, but I do the evil that I don't want to do." I get it. I've felt that way too. Perhaps you have as well. We may think, as did Paul, "I'm a miserable human being. Who will deliver me from this creature that I am?" Maybe Paul, and also we who adhere to the faith that follows Jesus, have made too much of our guilt and shortcomings. Maybe we have looked too little at the messages of Jesus who taught love, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Most of us would admit that we are not always at our best. We remember that Jesus didn't call us to be flawless, but he did call us to be faithful and to follow him. Paul helps us through the dilemma. He says, in answer to the question above, "The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does." However, and whenever we fall short, we are assured by the grace of Jesus. Let us pray. God of grace, we regret our failures, and we give thanks for your great mercy. Help us to be faithful to you as you have been faithful to us. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.